Welcome back to my podcast. This is Transforming Lives. My name is Pastor Kim, and thank you so very much for hanging out with us for the entire year of 2021. We started this podcast at the beginning of the year, and here we are at the end. Oh my God, we have journeyed together almost 52 weeks, and I'm so excited to have been able to be a voice of encouragement in this time and of motivation. Of course, you know that we are all about transformation here at Transforming Lives. And so thank God for you. Thank God for all my listeners. Thank God for all of you who have been hitting me up on Instagram and on Facebook and just been letting me know how you have been blessed by this podcast. We are taking it to a whole new level next year. And so I am excited for that. You know, we are just investing in this sound, we are investing in the look, we are investing in every area of this podcast so that you are able to hear better, to be more inspired and motivated. And thank you guys so much for always tuning in and inspiring us here at Transforming Lives to do more. And I am excited. My team and I, we are getting ready to do major things for you. And I'm so grateful that you are a part of our family. Yeah, you're a part of our family. And we don't take you for granted. So thank you for listening in. And Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you when it comes. I am excited. It is the most wonderful time of the year. You know, I just celebrated my birthday and I am excited for that. I am 33 years old and I am fabulously well. My family is well. My husband loves me. And that just makes life even more amazing. My children are healthy and they are happy and amazing. So I am absolutely wonderful. And I hope that you guys are okay too. I trust that you are having an awesome season of your life and you are making every moment count. Life happens and we have been through a very challenging season and you get to make some decisions about how you process it. It's either you're going to see it as tragedy, trauma, or an opportunity for transformation. My advice is that you look at it from the angle of transformative or transforming. You cannot continue to be the same person that you were in 2018, 2019, 2020 or 2021, 4 years ago, your life would have looked differently. In 2019, when the pandemic started to really take effect, people were not ready. They were not prepared. And none of us were ready. We couldn't predict that this was going to happen. 2020 was the year of vision for a lot of people. But it's funny how it's almost as if mud ended up in our eyes. But isn't that the story where Jesus was healing the blind man and he put mud in his eyes? My thing is this. If it feels like COVID-19, has put some mud in your eyes, or probably that story where Jesus spat in the eye of the man. If that's how you feel, like you've been spat on, like somebody just spat in your eye, or dirt is in your eyes, the man started to see even after something that is absolutely not supposed to go into your eye, ended up in his eyes. And irritation can definitely work in your regard for transformation. And so I want you to process this season, as irritating as it gets, as your season of transformation. Now, I want to look at dealing with difficult people. And for the rest of this year, that's what we're going to be doing. Because you are dealing with some difficult people. I know, because I'm dealing with some difficult people too. And as I was thinking about what am I going to talk about this month, I started to think, oh, you know, let's talk about dealing with difficult people. I'm dealing with difficult people, and I know you are dealing with difficult people. And people have become even more difficult in this season because they have gone through difficulties. And a lot of people tend to house what they have gone through, and they manifest that or project that onto people. So I know that you are dealing with people who have been just traumatized in this season and have become more difficult. If they weren't difficult before, oh my God, they are absolutely more difficult now. Especially pastors and leaders are definitely dealing with difficult people. You would think that this season would soften people up. Nah, it has made some people worse. It has made some people tougher. It has made people more selfish. And these are some of the things that we are dealing with on a day-to-day basis as leaders. And I'm seeing this more and more. But how do you, as a leader, as a person, as someone who is employed or married or a family person, a mom, a dad, how do you deal with difficult people? There are difficult people all around us. First of all, who are difficult people? Well, they are problematic, demanding, and plainly, some of them are just obnoxious. But we have to deal with them for one reason or the next. Either they are on our jobs, in our houses, or in our communities, in our church. They are somewhere around us. Either you live with them, you have to work with them, or you just meet them one time, or it's a one-time thing that you just meet them in a parking lot or somewhere, and they are just absolutely problematic, demanding, and just obnoxious, difficult. But how do you deal with them? I want to suggest a few things over the course of the next couple of lessons that we will do. Now, number one, define. Define who they are to you. Anything that is not defined cannot be defeated or cannot be developed. And sometimes, because there is a blurred line when it comes to who people are to you, you tend to take on more than you should. And you carry them and you live miserable because you did not define who this person is to you. Definition is super important. Are they your Lord? Are they your friend? Are they an acquaintance, an associate, an employer, a coworker, a neighbor? What are they to you? And what does each of these different categories mean? What lines of demarcations are there as it relates to each of these people in your life and the different categories that you have in your life? Where do you place them? Are you putting them in wrong places and thereby attracting or inviting to yourself more than you really need to deal with? So define who they are to you. Here's another tip on the define. Define your role in the relationship or the association. Define what you do in that relationship. If you are a wife, be a wife. If you are a friend, be a friend. If you are a coworker, yes, you can have coworkers who are friends, but is it going to be an advantage or a disadvantage to you if your coworker is your friend? Do you want to keep it separate and just be at work when you are at work and you have to exist with these people, difficult as they are when they are at work, but you have to exist with them, and so you just make it work? But if you don't define who you are in that relationship, you probably are going to take on too much or much more than you should, and then you are going to end up being miserable and take home a lot when you don't have to. So define your role in the relationship. What role do you play? What do you contribute to the relationship in terms of the role you play? I'm your friend, or I'm your coworker, or I'm an associate, I'm a business partner. And so our conversations might be limited to just that, might be limited to just what is relative to the relationship or the association we share. If it is, you know, church and about Jesus, do you have to invite them into your entire life and business for them to be your brother or sister in church? I think that you can have a beautiful relationship without people knowing everything. One of the things I am learning is that differentiation in terms of defining and, you know, really placing people in the areas that they should be placed in, and knowing my role as a pastor, a friend, a mentor. And it is difficult to do that, especially if you are a people person, a loving person. It gets a little bit difficult to do it. But if you are going to preserve your peace of mind and your joy, sometimes you have to make these hard and harsh decisions, and it is only for your benefit and betterment, and also too for the betterment and benefit of the other person, because you can think that you are bringing more, or you are being more rather, to the person as a contribution, when really it's, you know, a counterfeit version of what you should be, and therefore causing all kinds of disruption. So be careful to define, number one, who you are, and define your role. What do you do in that relationship? Finally, I want you to define what is it that you will bring to this relationship and or association, and what will you take? Are you bringing more than you should bring? And are you bringing less than you should bring? Are you bringing more, or are you bringing less? If you define who you are to the person, what role you play, then you will be able now to make a definition of what you should bring and what you should take. Because the reality is that a lot of us are giving too much of ourselves in relationships that we have not defined. And those relationships are not offering the reciprocity that we are looking for. And therefore, we hurt ourselves in the process of trying to be for someone what we think we should be rather than what we really should be. So define what you will bring to the relationship or association. Are you bringing your whole self? Are you bringing your family? Are you bringing your dreams? Are you bringing your belief system, your values? Are you bringing your time? Are you bringing your mind, your responses, your peace, your joy? What are you bringing to the relationship? Do they get to go through the doorways of your entire life? Or have you decided what doors remain shut? If you don't do this, you are going to give, and not get. Then on the other hand, what are you taking? People will give their family, they give their dinners, they give their lunches, they give their joy, their peace, they give a piece of themselves. But what invitation are you going to take? If you go to dinner, you're taking the family. Well, depending on where you go to dinner. If you go to dinner at their house, you're taking the family. But if you go to dinner by yourself with them, you're taking just them. As well as they could be at dinner with you, introducing you to their family through pictures, through conversation. So what invitation do you take then? If it is that you do not plan to take on the responsibility of remembering birthdays, remembering anniversary, being remorseful for death, being emotional about accidents or incidents. And if you don't have the time to take on all of that, and you are not giving the responses that they are looking for, then you become a terrible friend. And now you end up feeling some type of way because you did not give what they are looking for. So you have to define your relationships with difficult people because they cause problems. And they will talk about you as if you are not a good person when the reality is that you did not define what you were taking on and thereby causing yourself to be more or to appear more to someone than you had actually bargained for. If you do not define what you will be to someone, they will expect more of you, and you are not able to give all that they are expecting, and they become hurt, they start feeling rejected, and you end up looking like the beast or the bad person. So when you define it for them and for yourself, the expectation, if it comes up, would not be your responsibility. Definition is super important when dealing with difficult people. I hope I said something today that would have driven your thoughts and caused you to think about your life, your relationships, and your associations. My name is Pastor Kim. Remember, this is not just information, this is transformation. This is Transforming Lives, where transformation is the subject.